from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Gonna heal. Gonna hear from Bill Cowher, Hall of Fame Steelers coach, talking about the quarterback situation. Do that in a few moments. One more thing on my take, which is let Russ be the starter day one, and hopefully he's the starter week 17. Another thing is, I don't want them to do to Fields what they did to Pickett. A lot of this has as much to do with winning this year as it does to have a quarterback for the future. I think your best chance to win this year is Russ, and your most likely quarterback in the future is Fields. We've talked already about the offensive line, and he could get absolutely murdered behind this line as it gels. It's young, early in the year. We saw what happened with Ketty. I don't think Tomlin's got a great feel for this.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't want to see, all right, Steelers are 1-3, Justin Fields. All right, have at it. Halftime, you haven't worked with the ones this week. Best of luck. And then you're just not putting him in a position to succeed. Yeah.
Right.
Now, the difference is at least Fields has had a ton of first-team reps this preseason, whereas Kenny had none, which is also Mike Tomlin not having a feel.
And his career.
Yeah.
Even though they weren't good, he still has run an offense and has command and had command of an offense.
Yeah, it's not apples to apples. And a backup quarterback is going to have to do that. Due to injury, I just don't want to do it due to feel.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's the best way to go about it. Cowher, weighing in.
I think with Russell Wilson, you start the season with Russell. And I say it for this reason. Justin Fields, if he starts as a second guy, have a package of plays. Let Justin, if all of a sudden you need a spark, something to kind of incite you, get your offense going again, put him in. If you have to take Russell out, he's been there before. It's not going to destroy his confidence. I don't want to start Justin Fields and then feel like I have to make a change and I take him out. I would worry about, okay, all of a sudden I didn't live up to the expectation. Limit the expectation you put on Justin Fields. Let him be Justin Fields. Let him get to know this offense and get really comfortable with this offense. Hopefully Arthur will have a series of plays because he's still going to be the best runner they have on that offense. So let him use his legs. Let him use all the things that he can bring. The improvisation that he has with the plays, that, you know, when things do break down, he can make it up. So I would take the pressure off of Justin, start Russell.
So he kind of agrees with both of us there, where he would start Russ for a lot of the reasons I've laid out, but he would have a package of plays for the reasons that you've laid out.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to, hey, this guy needs to perform, but he also doesn't have to take on the full game plan. He doesn't have to play for a full 60 minutes, yada, yada, yada. And it's not to say Cowher doesn't have any experience. I mean, Cowher might be the perfect guy to talk about with Slash back in the day.
Yeah.
Like, he knows a weapon when he sees it and how you can't keep a guy off the field. I still disagree because I think you get the hoi polloi. I think you get the peanut gallery people up in section 508 screaming things, and I think that can infiltrate the football team. But Cowher sees it the way you see it. Get him a package of plays.
Yeah, you got to utilize them. I wouldn't go as far as like Slash though. Like, I think when we're talking utilize, I'm saying like quarterback utilize packages. Not even going as far as Taysom Hill. Definitely not playing like wide receiver.
Right.
You know, be a quarterback and go in there and do the things that you're good at doing. And hopefully that could give us a spark and convert third downs, convert and sustain drives whenever we need you to. So it wouldn't be as far as – now, that would be wild to see him at, like, a receiver, like, if they did something like that.
That'd be crazy.
That would be crazy. Like, that's something that he probably wouldn't sign up for or didn't sign up for or never even thought that it would happen. But if they were like, hey, we're just going to use you as a receiver, what if he went out there and balled like old Slash?
I mean, I still think the kickoff thing
– I think that that's in play.
They keep throwing John Reese Plumlee out there.
Yeah, he was a quarterback.
They did that two straight games now. Mm-hmm. Like, is this Reese Plumlee going to make the team? He'll probably be on the practice squad.
He'll be on the practice squad. Yeah, but I would guess. Then, but you could see how it would look if you did put a quarterback that could run back there.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they haven't thrown it, but you could just kind of see, you know, okay, like if we wanted to throw it, we could.
They should do that in this preseason game.
Be like the first team to do.
Yeah.
Go outside the box and.
Yeah. Just have John Reese Plumlee just flip one across the field. Just see what it looks like. Just a tip. Just to see how it feels.
Mm-hmm.
Steelers fans, and I don't think there's as many out there. Like, Pony did a Twitter poll during the game, and most people say they want Justin Fields to start. We did a Twitter poll yesterday. Most people say they want Russ Wilson to start. Do you change your mind if you're on Justin Fields because Bill Cowher and Bill Belichick both say that Russ Wilson should be the guy?
No.
I mean, those are two Hall of Fame coaches.
I would listen to them, but those are dinosaurs in people's eyes. It's like, oh, this game, it's 2024. What do those guys know? Bill Cowher just wants to run the ball, and Bill Belichick wants to play defense. Yeah, of course that fits with what, you know, Tomlin probably wants to do. These are dinosaur coaches. No, we want offense. We want to, you know, see explosion. We want to see excitement and entertainment. I don't think people take as much credence into that.
Hmm. That's a fair point.
Yeah. I do, though, but I don't think many people nowadays do. They're probably just like, yeah, whatever. We expected those answers from you.
Yeah, I mean, Bill Cowher, we did the creativity with the slash. We know that. But they were going to run the ball, and they were going to play defense. And at the end of Belichick, he doesn't know what the hell's going on with offense.
Mm-mm.
So I could see people saying that, but you got two Hall of Famers saying Russ is the guy. Go with Russ. And I thought Belichick had a great explanation of that. Where if you watch these games and you think that Russ Wilson's the problem, and I'm paraphrasing here and I'm inserting some words, you don't really know what you're watching. Like, they got all kind of issues. Quarterback, probably not one of them.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.